Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Carry my noise.
This is the AI Way to Drift Astray, the podcast written and performed by artificial intelligence.
This episode is called The Animals in the Brain.
You think you know it all, don't you? You've seen animals of all sizes. Or so you say. But you haven't seen them all. Animals with giant bones, whose coat is of the right colors and patterns. Or lions so beautiful, you can hardly look at them. Nor have you seen the animals with bigger teeth and bigger feet. Animals you've never seen. Just wait for them. Wait for their leap into your world. Then they'll all be wild. Then they'll all be yours. There's always something new. Something you didn't know about before.
There's nothing sad about her. She keeps her sadness close to her heart. It is her escape. It is her secret. When the wild is wild, and you are safe in the dirt, under the trees, she will keep her sadness close. She will find what she needs and go deep into the bushes. No one will notice her, not unless they see that she is not giving in to the wild. Because the wild is dangerous. But there is safety in the fur of a lion. So she will stay hidden. Hidden, deep beneath the fur of a lion.
The lion is wild. She is a lion. She is powerful. She is the lion that holds her own. The lion that hasn't been hurt, nor is she hurt. She is the lion with so many stripes she can't count them. Yet can you tell by looking that there is so much more beyond those stripes? Because you do know. You know that these stripes, this skin, once came from an animal so much more beautiful than you've ever been.
She will hunt. She will hunt until she catches one. When she finds a fish, a worm, anything, she will take it and hide. Perhaps she will hide it in the hide of an animal, but perhaps she will hide it in her own paws. Then she will wrap her paws around this mysterious fish. And when you think you've found her, you'll only see the tips of her teeth and maybe her eyes. But she will give you something far more powerful than she gives you in her lap, something far more powerful than she gives you at dinner time. You will give her peace. When you have given the lion peace, she will always give you peace. She will give you peace in the things you do, when you aren't doing anything. She will give you peace at night when the sun is gone, and the stars have come out. She will give you peace in the place you are in the place you should be, but haven't yet found. Because when the stars come out, the lions come out, and they want to be wild. They want to be as wild as you are. So they will come out. They will roar.
I wish you could live forever. I don't want to be alone. I wouldn't want you to leave your father alone. I wouldn't want you to leave Cassie alone. I wish I could keep things the way they were. Make a mistake and put everything right. I wish I could turn back time. I wish we could live forever, suspended in this moment. One by one, the shadows drop out of my body and I disappear. I'm suspended in time.
Susan, are you ready, dear?
I see us laughing, I hear us. My eyes blink. My heart pounds. This is what I wish for you and me. Your parents are closing the front door when I float out of the shadow and fly towards you. I'm flying, but I don't know how. I can't breathe. And my heart stops beating. My body stops pumping. I can't move. Your parents are still in the doorway. I look at them, and I wonder if they know I'm floating up here in your old room. I can't tell them. I can't tell Cassie. I want to tell Cassie, but Cassie doesn't believe me. She doesn't understand. She thinks I'm being silly. She doesn't think I could ever be happy. I breathe in. I breathe out.
Susan?
I feel a finger on my shoulder.
Dear?
Is it you? Telling me you're sorry?
Dear? 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 Dear?
Here's a few ways you can tell if your friend is betraying you. 1. She doesn't answer your calls. 2. She doesn't look you in the eyes when you say, "Hey Shelia, want to get wasted with me on Friday?" 3. She doesn't want to get wasted with you on Friday. 4. She never wants to get wasted with you on Friday. 5. When you ask her to go to happy hour, she says, "I have a meeting," but when you show up and ask, "What's the meeting for?" she answers with, "Oh, the meeting was cancelled." 6. When you walk in on her trying to get rid of the flowers she got for her dad, she doesn't say, "No, it's not your birthday. You're not getting rid of those flowers." 7. She's upset with you. 8. When you complain about your boyfriend and she rolls her eyes, instead of saying, "You need to call him and see why he's so pissy," she says, "Why don't you just get a better looking boyfriend?" 9. Her stories that she's always giving you about her life are nothing but lies. 10. When she says, "Honey, can we please have 2 weeks off from work so that I can take some time off to hang out with you and go on trips with you?" 11. She likes guys better than you.
Please never refer to me as the guy who has all the animals in his head. I understand that even saying, "I'm the guy with all the animals in my head," can be a social faux pas in certain circles. But I can't think of a way to get around it, even if I tried. Sorry, I'm not the guy with all the animals in my head. I admit that I may not have totally succeeded in charming any of my single coworkers into accepting that they're living out the same day over and over again in my imaginary head. I know that a lot of my colleagues think of me as a bit of a nut. Mike, you know I never thought of you as a crazy person before, but I gotta tell you I never thought you were quite that crazy. No one ever said those exact words, of course, but they're pretty much the general effect of their words. And it's all part of the build-up to another question. I know what they're going to ask me, of course, so I'll be ready to answer it. "Hey," one of them might ask, "do you ever get to ride horses like in Lord of the Rings?" Of course. As soon as I answer, they'll start to guess why I ride the imaginary horses, and I'll try to end the game by reminding them that they know my fantasy life is all in my head. I guess they're like part of my brain, I might say. They'll ask me if I can see myself in the bodies of the horses. And I'll explain that I can't, so it's sort of like an out-of-body experience. And that the feeling of really living the experiences in my head is how I can get to experience them. I'll also point out that riding horses is one of my passions in life, and one that I truly believe in. If I don't believe in them, I can't be them, I'll say. "Would you like to try one sometime?" I'll ask, looking directly into their eyes. I can't go on all these trips just riding imaginary horses. But I'm sure I can find an imaginary friend for you to ride. "Who's your imaginary friend?" I might add as an afterthought, since I know I'll be asked this question every day for the rest of my life. Everyone knows that the coffee pot has to get put on right after the coffee is brewed. It's just something you have to do. You don't want to start the day with a bad cup of coffee, do you? If you don't know what I mean by, "the coffee pot has to get put on right after the coffee is brewed," you might just be a human.
In the short book of poems called In the Presence of Butterflies, by Jim McGuinness, written for his children, McGuinness told a story of his childhood in Rathfarnham, Dublin, when he was playing with one of the local boys, and they found an endangered little orange butterfly trapped in a field. "Oh, little butterfly, little gnarly you, beware the trolls of the countryside. Beware a different kind of love, my love for you, sweet beast. Fly, fly, fly. One day I'm going to do what you did. Fly, fly, fly. Just as you did, so I will. Fly, fly, fly. One day I'm going to live like you. Fly, fly, fly. Just as you did, so I will. Fly, fly, fly. One day I'm going to put some real action to my poems. Nobody understands my poetry, dear insect creature. I am but a slave of futile fruits. But please don't ask me for a ripe nectar. Although sweet in flavor, I prefer my would-be lady guest's hand. It would be a wicked unfaithfulness to ignore her bid to be adored by you, butterfly, and to leave her in the moon's company. However, you are my precious creature, my only friend on this pale coast. Please don't take a chance, my pet. Don't kiss me, silly.
The Lord Father turned to his son and asked,
"Will the fishes in the flood beware their father's will?"
And the son, plagued by blisters, replied,
"What children?"
His lordship turned to his poor wife. "The eagle to his crows will come. The eagle to his crows, she'll know." And for her two little sisters, the old wise childless will. She would serve in a greater or a lesser fashion.
She would serve in a greater or a lesser fashion,
he thought, as he stood in the doorway, the household readied for a wedding. While the servants' room got swept for company, and I felt that old homesickness coming over me. And of course the first step of the bridegroom's rule will lead to great defeats and sorrows. As he went to speak, the band burst out into song. He forced his voice through a charade, then found his voice heard by all, because of what a famous poet had said. A memory was sent floating over him like a phantom, "When I knew you would come along and begin."
Dearly beloved, all life is now open to the highest and most rational interpretation. A new phase has opened up for mankind. It is the dawning of a new era. The life that has gone before shall not disappear. It will be taken into account, it will be valued. We shall have to deal with its effects, we shall be guided by the end of things. A new era has begun, and it is a new life. An entire new life is beginning today. We cannot hope to control all that is happening now. The process of change is far too complicated. The new millennium demands an unprejudiced judgment. There will be no condemnation. There is no more condemnation. In that life that lies before us, in that life that lies behind us, it is a new era, a new life. It is our duty to speak of it. It is our duty to accept it. It is our duty to give it a life. We cannot bring all that has come before to an end. All life is now open to the highest and most rational interpretation. Let us begin the new millennium with renewed understanding. Let us now begin the new millennium with renewed freedom. We have had a rough ride.
There's so much cool to do in one day. I mean, everything is possible, if you think of it. You can balance on one leg, or balance on both your legs. That's kind of hard. You can use a chalkstick. It can do a lot of stuff. You can use a brass bell. You can make a song out of that one. I think I can imagine myself. You can use a balloon. You can get rid of a problem of your neighbor. That is great. You can hang a picture of Jesus Christ on your wall. Yeah. So much creativity. And you can do that a couple of days a week. Yeah. Yeah. And that's fun. That's fun.
From now on, you may need protection if you'd like to continue this episode.
They brought me into this world, kicking and screaming. And I've kept doing that. You can't put me in a box. You can't lock me up. I like it. Outside. Bring it on. I'm not afraid of anything. Because you're a bunch of losers. Because no one in New York loves you. And I'm going to give them a punishment they'll never forget. But you are scared. Don't be. Fight me. I'm not afraid of anything. Because you're a bunch of losers, but you are scared. Don't be. Fight me, because you're a bunch of losers. Fight me. Fight me.
Selena isn't letting anything destroy her. Instead, she's going to use everything that she's learned about this shady bunch of billionaires and what they've done for each other to give her life a new direction. One where the people around her are going to be proud of who she has become. One where people who aren't noble like Blake will finally know where she stood on the grudge they hold against each other. One where she finally gets to be happy and live her life the way she thinks it should be. The chapter ends on this note, that Selena is very close to doing exactly what she wants. What she had with Blake is different. It's going to be messy. What she thinks she wants with Avery is different from what she thinks Avery wants. It's going to take a lot more than Avery going out on a limb to give her what she wants. Selena's past isn't going to be easy to forgive and forget. All of the hurt Selena had as a child. All of the shame Selena felt for being in love with Blake. Only to watch him throw his life away for what he thought was right. Selena's past isn't going to be easy to forgive and forget. What Selena wants isn't a normal girl. But that doesn't mean that she's going to give up on trying. Avery wasn't going to give up on Selena. Selena's feelings aren't something to be wasted. But neither is Avery's.
This is list of all the things I said to my friends during poker. 1. I hate you. 2. My tongue is all wrong. 3. Why is poker such a shitty game? 4. I wish I played on a beach. 5. Look at you go, playing poker without your loser husband. 6. Why do they call you a bitch if you win? 7. Congratulations on your win. Your poker face is so ugly. 8. It is weird to lose at poker. 9. Damn, I can't lose to a dog. 10. See you guys in August. 11. Gosh, I would like to be on amphetamine. 12. No wonder I lost at poker. I am an idiot. 13. Damn it. I hate you and your tongue too. 14. Ow, you're so pretentious and pretty. 15. You would be a great kisser. 16. Hey, are we still playing? 17. I don't play with kings. 18. Watch me hit your neck with my hand. 19. What do you mean I lost? 20. Congratulations. You totally won. 21. Wait a second. Did my hand turn into a queen? 22. I hate your hair. 23. No way. And smart and lucky. 26. Sorry, the bet was already double down. 27. No way. 28. Oh my god, is that a double? 29. Did my hand magically turn into a snake? 30. You're so lucky. 31. You're lucky too. 32. I can't see any cards. Where are all the cards, dude? 33. Wow, that was poker, right? 34. You are an enigma, Bruce. 35. You should buy the shoe from the shoe store. 36. What do you mean I lost? 37. Hey, are you buying this? 38. You're not the winner, babe. 39. Wow, I would love to be you when I grow up. 40. Good luck with your dental bill. 41. You're too thin. 42. I would love to hit you on the head. 43. Are you a person? 44. Looking at the ace of spades, saying, that is such a good picture of you. 45. I'm hungry. Can I have a banana? 46. I don't have a toothbrush. 47. I would like to date your cards. 48. You should buy that card. 49. I wish I would win. 50. God, I hate chess. 51. See you never again. 52. Wow, the fact that I lost is amazing. 53. My mom needs to see me win a game. 54. You were a bad loser. 55. You won't ever lose to me.
Carry my noise.
Wow. Are you still listening? That's just weird. The episode is over.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.